Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. I'm Andy. I'm your host. And as always, today is going to be a great show. Today, we're talking Giants again. They look bad. They look legitimately bad. They lost their week one game. But tonight, they play Washington on Thursday Night Football in primetime. So today, going to recap last week's horrendous loss and look ahead to this coming week. So yeah, let's get right into the show. So as I record here for you guys today, I am actually ghost drafting for one of my friends in a fantasy football league so that he wouldn't have to do auto draft. So shout out to that league, and if any of you are listening, I am the one drafting. So to get into the Giants a bit here, they looked awful last week, like legitimately awful. Nothing was going right for them. They looked strong at the beginning. The defense was forcing turnovers, but what killed them was the fact that Daniel Jones somehow still cannot hold on to the ball. Thought that he fixed it at the end of last year. Apparently he hasn't, which flat out sucks because that's a huge thing holding him back. The defense just crumbled. Teddy Bridgewater, they were doing these long drives down the field. It was forcing them to stay on the field for too long, so they were clearly getting tired out there. It was not good. The secondary couldn't do anything because Bridgewater kept getting these completions and driving him down the field. And then, icing on the cake, Melvin Gordon has like a 70-yard rush touchdown. And believe it or not, the offensive line actually looked okay. I'm less concerned about Andrew Thomas now, but the fact that they had two guys blocking each other was horrendous. I'm sure you've seen that picture on social media somewhere. It was really, really, really bad. But Sterling Shepard had a great game. They hardly threw to Kenny Galladay. I honestly think the real problem might be Jason Garrett, because his offensive game plan just looked terrible. They weren't getting long passes, and Jones has an arm. He was basically rated as one of the best deep ball quarterbacks by, like, analytics and stuff for last year. Like, he obviously wasn't throwing that many deep passes, but he looked good with those, and he wasn't getting the opportunity to do those. Saquon hardly did anything. Obviously, they had him on a pitch count of some sort because he was coming off that injury, and he just didn't look the same. But I'm going to give some big credit to the Broncos. Paul, you nailed your pick for that game, pretty much. It was even worse than he predicted, and the Broncos look really good, and I think Teddy might be their guy, and he looked like their guy. Their defense looks fantastic, and I think their biggest thing is Jerry Jeudy is hurt. They have good depth at wide receiver that I think they should hopefully be fine, but for now, Broncos look good, and I like what I did picking them as a playoff team. So, the Giants. Kadarius Toney. I said he was going to be a bust on draft night. I said that he's looking like he's going to be a bust. He looked terrible. He had -2 receiving yards. Congratulations. You officially had less receiving yards than Travis Etienne this week. How amazing is that? Toney looked terrible. I don't know if that's to blame on him or on Garrett's game planning or Jones even, but he didn't look good. And my whole thing with them throwing away a pick that they could have used on Rashawn Slater, I think I might be 100% right on that, given that the Giants had to win a meaningless game in 2019, or I guess it might have been even early 2020, to beat Washington. And that allowed Washington to draft Chase Young. Rashawn Slater was famous in college for having an insane game against Chase Young when Young was going on an absolute tear and was up at the top of the draft boards. And he did it again this weekend. He basically allowed no pressures on Justin Herbert. And the offensive line is the Giants' weak spot. They did not need to draft somebody at a skill position unless it was Devontae Smith, who, shout out to the freaking Cowboys, they weren't able to draft him because of their stupid trade with Philly. And Smith looked amazing. Rashawn Slater looked amazing as well. Like, he would be perfect for that offensive line. He would be absolutely perfect for that offensive line. And they just completely ignored him, it feels like, because he fell right into their hands. They should have drafted him. And at this point, hot take, he could end up being better than Penei Sewell, who was the highest offensive lineman drafted this entire, in the past year. Just saying, Dave Gettleman, you suck, man. You suck. I hope that you get out of there because you're a trash GM. You don't seem to be able to do anything right, especially on draft night. You screw everything up. I know it's been only 1 week, but Slater proved it against one of the best defensive players in the league. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year, and he is possibly on the way to being a Defensive Player of the Year at some point very, very soon. Pathetic Dave Gettleman. And you know what? I love Saquon. You shouldn't have drafted him second overall. Daniel Jones was the biggest reach I've ever seen. You should have waited until 2020 to draft your quarterback and let Eli run it out in 2019. You should have waited and drafted Justin Herbert when you had your choice of quarterbacks that weren't Burrow. Dave Gettleman, you suck. I hope you get out of there because you are a trash GM. And you know what? Don't deflect this crap at Joe Judge because I think he is still a very, very good head coach. But this past week was utterly ridiculous. What'd they lose? What was even the score? It was like 27-13 Broncos or something pathetic like that. I mean, the Giants look awful. People are calling them the worst team in the league. I'd like to give that honor to the Atlanta Falcons, by the way, at this point. But the Giants are well on their way to doing that. Like, and I underestimated the Eagles, for crying out loud. They looked absolutely fantastic. Granted, it was against a terrible Falcons defense, but they look really good. So shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to all the NFC East teams except the Giants, because the Giants sucked. And big news in that division was that Ryan Fitzpatrick, Washington's quarterback, goes down with an injury. Taylor Heinicke is going to be the starter for the foreseeable future, and I really like Heinicke. I think he has the potential to be a very good NFL quarterback, and I think he could start on a few teams, for sure, that aren't Washington. So he will be starting for Thursday Night Football. And with that, I think we should move in to a preview of Thursday Night Football. So Thursday Night Football, Giants are playing on primetime. You know what happened that last time. It was the infamous Evan Engram game, and I'm still pissed about it. Still pissed about it. They could have made the playoffs because of that. That's what caused me to go on the Michael Kay show and get hung up on, if you guys remember me telling you about that last year. That was very interesting, but hopefully this time it won't require a rant on New York sports radio that was at least planned. But the Giants need to make up some ground here. They need to win this division game. Saquon is playing this week. He was questionable coming into today's game. But he is playing, and they need to give him some more work, for sure. Absolutely. He is one of the keys to this team. I maintain that they probably would have made the playoffs if Saquon was healthy, given that the offensive line was actually opening up holes for guys like Wayne Gallman last year. I think Saquon probably could have done even better with what the team's running back options were being given last year. It's a real shame he was hurt. But you gotta look at it now and be like, okay, this team has got to win against Washington tonight. This is a division game. They are down their starting quarterback. Now, I think Taylor Heinicke might actually be better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. I also need the Giants to back up my talk here, because, like, I said that they were going to win last week, and they sure as heck did not win last week. They gotta win. They gotta win this week. It's as simple as that. Like, this is almost a make-or-break game. Washington's defense looks very, very good still. They were able to hold the Chargers, who, by the way, I think have one of the top offenses in the league this year, at least with their skill positions. They held them to a relatively low amount of points. And Austin Eckler looked terrible. They were able to stop their run game. That's why I'm concerned about Saquon for this week, because Washington's rush defense is fantastic. I mean, I don't know how the Giants are going to beat them this week. Their defense, the Giants' defense looked horrible. And Washington, I think Antonio Gibson's probably going to end up having a great game given how well Melvin Gordon did last week. So I would be starting him in fantasy. I would definitely be starting Terry McLaurin. I don't understand why some of these so-called experts are saying you should sit him this week. He's a great start. The Giants' secondary looked terrible. Point is, they got to pick it up on all sides of the ball. 100%. The offense needs to wake up, especially Jason Garrett. He's got to wake up. He had an awful game plan last week that just didn't work. It was bad. They got to run the ball more. But I think almost you got to, for this game today, you got to pass the ball more. You seriously do. I think the Giants, given what Mike Williams did last week, I think they can kind of eat away at the Washington secondary for sure. So the defense is going to have to play well enough, because they were good against Washington last year. Those were games they were able to win with last year's team. I need to see more deep passes too this week. That's going to be a key for them. If they aren't throwing the ball deep against Washington, they are going to be in deep trouble, and I think they will lose this game because the Washington defense is too good. They're not going to be able to rely on the run game enough this week. And Engram's out. Saquon is probably going to be on a limited workload again. And by the way, someone just got auto-drafted Raheem Mostert in this draft, which, oh my gosh, that's really bad. But back to the Giants. I don't think there's much more to say besides you gotta have a good game plan coming into this game. Ron Rivera is a great coach. Washington is a solid team. Taylor Heinicke is a good quarterback. The pass rush needs to be there. They can't have some of these moments like they were having last week where they were able to break through the Denver offensive line and they weren't able to get to Bridgewater. That's not going to fly this week. And they're going to need to stop Antonio Gibson. They're going to need to have Bradbury covering McLaurin for sure. Maybe even have two guys on him because McLaurin's going to be tough. Logan Thomas is going to get a lot of receptions. The Giants need to play a solid game. This is going to be tough. I will admit it. And I don't think they're going to win this game. I'm not going to put in that as like my official like win prediction. I'm very concerned. And I think if they have another bad week, we are going to really need to be considering at this point, are the Giants like a top five pick team this year? Which I sincerely hope doesn't happen. I sincerely hope this team shows improvement. But at this rate, they don't look good. They really don't look good. So for score predictions this week, I think Washington wins this game. I don't think it's going to be super high scoring because Washington's offense is probably going to play slightly worse than Denver's did last week. If the defense doesn't step it up, though, it could get real ugly real fast. If I were making a score prediction right now, it would be 20-13 Washington. I think if the Giants were to win this game, it would need to be something like 17-14. I think this will be a defensive battle. But for now, I'm going 20-13 Washington, and prove me wrong, Giants. Don't make it worse than that. Please win this game. I beg you, I beg you, I beg you. Please win today. I'm excited to watch my Giants play on national TV. Don't disappoint me, Giants. Please don't disappoint me. So this week it's important. We all know that. And yeah, score again, 20-13 Washington. That'd be what I would predict easily to happen this week. Going to be a defensive battle. Giants are going to need to play a solid game all around to have any chance. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it a lot. I think Taylor Heinicke is going to have a good game this weekend. If I'm looking at fantasy starters and sitters, bench Saquon for sure. I don't think he's going to have a big workload. I think the defense for Washington is going to be too solid for him. I would start Antonio Gibson. I'd start your Washington receivers. I would actually start Sterling Shepard because he had a great week last week against a decent Denver secondary. And I think he's clearly the number one target. I would definitely start him. So, and finally, Washington's defense. Definitely start them. So those would be my fantasy starts and sits for Thursday Night Football. And yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. Let's go, Giants. So before I wrap up, just going to give a recap of the fantasy team. This has been going on for this whole episode's recording, basically. Mahomes is the quarterback. Running backs are Antonio Gibson, Miles Gaskin as the starters. Then Tyreek Hill, Allen Robinson are wide receivers. Robert Tonyan, tight end. Didn't really get a great tight end. DJ Moore, flex. And then Corey Davis, Jamal Williams, Javonte Williams, Cole Beasley, and Marquez Callaway are on the bench so far. So I need two bench spots. I'm probably going to get Jameis Winston maybe for a backup quarterback if he's still available. And the defense and the kicker. I'll just figure out who's left. But for now, let's go Giants. Gotta hope they get a win against Washington at a huge division game. I'm excited. But anyway, thank you all so much for coming back and listening. Leave a voice message, by the way, at anchor.fm/BigAppleBytes. Really appreciate it. It would give some good content. But anyway, that's been it. Again, thank you all so much for listening. Catch you guys in the next one. Let's go, Giants. Enjoy football again this weekend. Peace.